Hello world and welcome back. This is Carrie Goba Cutica Health with your host Aman. Today we're looking at the topic dental caries, prevention and care. Dental caries. First question for today, what is dental caries? So dental caries means tooth decay or a hole in the tooth. Yes, teeth suffer decay, also called a hole in the tooth. Now some people mistake holes for gaps between teeth, but this is wrong. Gaps are not holes. They are not spaces between your teeth. Gaps are not usually your fault, or you take the blame for the holes in your teeth. Now, I know some of you might be wondering, I thought teeth were strong. How come the holes? Yes, teeth are strong, but not indestructible. So enamel, the outermost part of your teeth, is the hardest substance in your body. But it dissolves under some circumstances. Bacteria form a thin coat over our teeth, and this is normal. Now, the problems start when you indulge in sugar. Your mouth bacteria swing into action when you take sugar. They need the sugar for energy, but they release acids in the process. Now, once released, the acid attacks your tooth enamel, and the decay process sets in. You feel nothing because there's no pain up until this stage. But expect pain if you keep indulging in sugar. And the process will not continue that slowly either. Things take a faster pace once your tooth enamel gives way. Now, the reason is that the dentin, a bone-like material under your tooth enamel, is not as hard as enamel and it erodes much faster. Occasional pain or sensitivity then sets in when you take sweets, unripe citrus, and cold liquids. Next question, when does dental caries become painful? The next layer, also called the pulp or nerve of the tooth, is even softer. Things are often too late by the time tooth decay gets to the pulp. Because dental caries within tooth enamel is painless, you feel nothing before the storm. And I'll tell you, it is a terrible storm. The pain of pulpitis, as it is now called, is worse than the pain of labor. My next question, how do you prevent dental caries? Number one, avoid sweets and sugar if you can. Number two, if you can't, avoid sweets and sugar at night because saliva flow is less. Number three, if you must take sweets, avoid the sticky types. Number four, follow sweets with a cleansing ripe citrus fruit. Number five, if you can, brush after taking sweets. Number six, limit intake of fizzy drinks. Liquid sugar matters too. Number seven, brush twice daily and visit your dentist twice yearly. And to our final question for today, what if I suspect that I've already got holes? One, plan a visit to the dentist. Number two, reduce or eliminate sweets and sugar while you wait for your dental appointment. Number three, keep the holes clean by twice daily tooth brushing. Number four, if large cavities, rid cavities of food particles after meals. Number five, avoid cold and sweet drinks while you wait for your dental appointment. Number six, avoid unverified local remedies that could make things worse. Now, I know this is the point where most of us remember the dentist, but it is not a good point because you stand a significant chance of losing that tooth. What's my take home for you today? Dental caries means tooth decay. It is completely preventable. Just avoid sweets and sugar. But if you've got it already, don't wait for toothache. Visit your dentist when? Today. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A. health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast at Carrie Goba by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrie Goba by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.